请大家今天早上翻开《创世纪》第一章。创世纪第一章。
Verse 26a.
是26节的前半部。创世纪一章26节前半节。
Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness."
神说：“我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。”
Then God said.Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness.
神说，我们要照我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
And then, Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Then the Lord God said, "It's not good for a man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him."
耶和华神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。”
And out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field, and every bird of the sky, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called a living creature, that was its name.
耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽。和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么。那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。
And the man gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the sky, and every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper suitable for him.
那人便给一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名。只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
So the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place.
耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。
And the Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man, and brought her to the man.And the man said, "This is now bone of my bone, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man."
耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前。那人说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。”
Verse 24.For this cause, a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed.
24节，因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。当时夫妻二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。
Mark chapter 10, we have the counterpart of this passage we just read. Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章是关于这个章节的另一部分。
Verse 2.
第二节。
And some Pharisees came up to him, testing him. That would be Jesus.And began to question him whether it was lawful for a man to divorce a wife. And he answered and said to them, What did Moses command you?
第二节，有法利赛人来问他说，他就是耶稣，人休妻可以不可以？意思是要试探他。耶稣回答说，摩西吩咐你们的是什么？
And they said, Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce, send her away.
他们说，摩西许人写了休书就可以休妻。
But Jesus said to them, because of your hardness of heart, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother. The two shall become one flesh.
耶稣说
Consequently, they are no longer two, but one flesh.
耶稣说摩西因为你们心硬所以写这条例给你们但从起初创造的时候神造人是造男造女因此人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体既然如此夫妻不再是两个人乃是一体了
Verse 9 What therefore God has joined together let no man separate
第九节所以神配合的人不可分开
And then in Galatians 3:28
然后在哥罗西书第三章二十八节加勒太书三章二十八节
Our brother just referred to this Galatians 3:28
加勒太书三章二十八节弟兄刚提到的
Verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Ephesians chapter 2, the next book, Ephesians chapter 2.
下一本书以弗所书第二章
Verse 14
第十四节
For he himself is our peace who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in his flesh the enmity which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances that in himselfHe might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross.
因为他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇。就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
Chapter 4,
第四章
Verse 4,
第四节
There is one body, one spirit, just as also you were called into one hope of your calling, one Lord.One faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
And then we come to the high water mark of all thought.In the Bible, verse 13.
然后我们就来到在整本圣经里面最高的那一个点，就是在第十三节。
Brother Watchman Nee says that this is the most difficult verse in the Bible for us to come into.
啊，尼托生弟兄曾经提到，这一个章节是在整本圣经里面我们最难达到的。
Until we all, verse 13, attain to the unity of the faith.Of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
第十三节，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子， 得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Let's continue to prepare our hearts for the Lord speaking this morning.
让我们继续来为着神的话语预备我们的心。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are thankful this morning that together we were able to declare the worthiness of the Lamb.
父啊，我们感谢您，因为今天我们一起聚集，可以来宣扬羔羊是配。
One man willing to be sacrificed.
就有一位他愿意牺牲他自己。
To not hold on to his self-life.
他没有紧抓住他自己的生命。
And give us such a great salvation.
给了我们这样伟大的救恩。
Now, Lord, we do look to you for continue speaking this morning.
主啊，我们仰望您今天早上继续来对我们说话。
Translation and hearing.
翻译的还有听的。
Father, we open our hearts even now to hear from you.
父啊，我们打开我们的心，现在愿意来听您对我们说话。
We pray this in Christ's name.
如此祷告是奉基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Excuse me one moment. It's warmer up here than I thought it was going to be.
这里比我想象的要暖和很多。
We are about to conclude another year.
我们这一年又要结束了。
Some might have regrets.
有些人有很多的遗憾。
Some might have not come into what exactly they wanted to this past year.
有些人在年底的时候，他这一年中预想要达到的，其实并没有完成。
But every time we celebrate a birthday,
但每一次我们来欢庆一个生日的时候，
every day we wake up and we see the sun beginning to rise,
每一天早上我们醒来看到太阳升起，
we know that God has given us another opportunity to redeem what has been lost.
我们就知道神又给我们一个机会来赎回我们失去的。
And we do not have to spend a whole lot of time fretting and regretting about what we failed in 2010.
所以我们不需要花很多的时间来为着2010年所有的事情来后悔，来遗憾。
But we must remember enough of the past to want to improve in the future.
当然我们同时也要记得我们的过去，所以我们可以继续往前来改进。
2011 is upon us.
2011年就要来了。
And I'd like to pose a question this morning. What is the most difficult thing for you and I to accomplish in our life?
那我在这个时候要问大家一个问题，在你跟我的生命里面，我们面对的最难达到的是什么？
Of all the requirements of God, even earthly requirements, what is the most difficult thing for all of us each day?
在这个世上还有在主的教训里面，对于我们来讲，在这地上生活每一天，我们最难达到的是什么？
Well, because of the young people with us this morning, and I hope you don't mind me calling you young people.
对于我们中间的年轻人，希望你们不要介意我称你们年轻。
The Bible refers to all of us as children.
其实圣经对我们所有人的称呼都是孩子。
But because you were here this morning, I thought we would start out with a little algebra as far as the answer to the question that I just posed, this most difficult thing.
那我们就今天早上用一个词来开始，来回答我们刚才所问的这个问题。
A very simple equation.
一个很简单的公式。
And the equation that I put up will probably make you feel like the first day you walked into algebra class.
那这个公式你看到的话，就是你学数学第一天进到课堂所学的。
Because numbers and arithmetic made a lot of sense. 2 plus 2 is 4.
像这些数字符号都非常的有意义，比如2+2=4。
But then you walked into algebra and they said A plus B equals C.
哦，然后你就来学代数，是代数课的第一堂，那就是 A 加 B 等于 C。
And I don't know about you, but that was awfully confusing to me.
我不知道你怎么样，但我当时是觉得很迷惑。
So the answer that I'm going to propose to this most difficult thing that we are faced with today and in this coming year is answered by 2 equals 1.
那今天我们所要面对还有将来的这一年所要面对这个最难的问题，我给的公式就是2等于1。
Now if you listen carefully to those verses,You already know what the answer is.
如果刚才这些章节您注意的话，已经答案都在里面了。
Because in thought and in reality, most of what we just read spoke of the two shall become one.
在我们的思想里面，在事实里面，我们刚才所提到的就是二成为一。
It started with the example of a man and a woman being married, and we ended with the body of Christ, all who are believers in the Lord this morning, being of one spirit, one mind, one will, one emotion, one purpose.
从男女夫妻的结合开始成为一，还有就是他的身体，所有的信主的人在一起，我们是一主一信。一喜一神，一个思想，一个灵。
You say, Brother King, what's the point?
那可能你要问King 弟兄，你的目的是要讲什么呢
？Think about it a moment.
让大家来思想一下。
How easy is it for any two people to be one in thought, one in will, one in spirit, one in purpose?
那您想象一下，就是两个人。他们有同样的思想，同样的意志，同样的感情，同样的灵。
Well, all we have to do is, if we're honest this morning, as married people, just look at our own marriage, how difficult it is.
如果我们诚实的话，如果您已经有婚姻，那我们来想想在婚姻里面这件事有多么的困难。
Much suffering, even in our own midst, has occurred just in our homes.
多少的苦受苦忍耐，在我们自己的家里面就有许多这样的例子。
Right now, around the world, there are wars raging, even intertribal wars throughout the world because of the difficulty of two becoming one.
在这个世上也有许多甚至同族之间的战争，就是因为二成为一是这么的难。
We just sang a beautiful song.
我们刚刚唱过一首非常美好的诗歌。
The words are marvelous.
这些歌词是何等的美妙。
One with the Heavenly Father.
是合一与我们的天父。
How easy is it, however, to be one with our Heavenly Father?
但是这件事与我们的天父合一是不是很容易呢
？To be in such a state as was open today, to Be joyful in all things, praising the Lord always.
就是我们不住的在神面前可以喜乐，每次都可以把敬拜带到神面前。
Coming out and looking at your car, someone has slashed the tires, and you say, "Worthy is the Lamb."
甚至你来到你的车前，这个车的胎被人扎破了，你还可以说羔羊是配。
The King of Kings rules and reigns, even over this dishwasher that just is leaking water all over the kitchen.
那万王之王还是在掌权，还是在掌管。虽然我的这个洗碗机已经水都漏掉了。
No, the first thing is it's easy to begin to what? Question God. Where's God?
那我们其实很容易，第一件事就是问神，来询问神。
When 9/11 occurred, the Twin Towers were bombed. This was one of the questions. Where was God?
在911这件事，这个爆炸发生之后，人要问的第一件事就是神在哪里？人来疑问神。
Some believers even wrestled with this problem.
很多信神的人，我们也在这件事上来有疑问。
So we find often that our thinking, our mind, doesn't always coincide with God.
我们就发现我们的思想与神的思想经常不是一致的。
So we find, first of all, I think, brothers and sisters, being one with God and being one with one another is not an easy task. It is impossible.
所以我们突然间就发现与神合一与弟兄姐妹合一不光是一件难的事情是一件不可能的事情。
Now man has come up with courses in college called sociology and psychology to try to remedy this problem.
那人呢就想出许多的办法像社会学哲学来试图解决这个问题。
Only to find out that the professor who's teaching the class is divorcing his wife.
突然发现原来教课的教授自己都是离婚的人。
And these things constantly cause us to be disillusioned.
这些事总是让我们非常的模糊。
So what is the difficulty when it comes to being one?
那来到这件事合一这件事上难处在哪里？
Let's take just the properties of life for just a few moments and consider them.
那我们就看看我们周围发生命里面的事情让我们来思想。
Let's take the word time.
比如时间。
We're given time.
我们每个人都被赐予时间。
Everyone has the same amount of time, 24 hours in a day.
每个人都有24小时每一天。
Some people work so quickly that they really get about 26 hours in that 24 hours.
有些人效率很高，24个小时他用出来是等于是26个小时。
Someone looks at the day and says, oh,I won't worry about this. I'll do that tomorrow.
有的人看看呢，哦，这件事我不需要去做，明天再说。
We all have different attitude as far as even when to show up to the meeting. Some people show up, one hour early. I know one brother that was here this morning, 8:30.
那我们在这个聚会的时间观念上也不一样，有的人早，有的人迟。我知道有个弟兄，他提早一个小时，今天早上8:30就来到这里。
Some people show up at 10:30 or 11:30, so they're in time for lunch.
那有的人10:30来，甚至11:30来，那时候就快去午餐了。
Another person, right at 9:30, not a minute early, not a minute late.
有的人是9:30，一分钟不早，一分钟不迟。
This difference in how we treat time can be different even in our own household.
甚至在我们每个人家中，对时间的概念观念都不一样。
And this can cause an agitation.
那这个就造成许多的困扰。
It can cause judging. Why is that person always coming in late?
那我们也彼此的来论断，这个人为什么总迟到？
Instead of praying for them.
那我们就不是来为这个人祷告。
Or we take another property of like work ethics.
那我们或者来看另外一件事，就是在工作上的态度。
We all have a different idea of what it means.To put in a day of work.
我们每个人对一天该工作多少，它内容是多少，都有一个定义。
Growing up on the farm, my father always wanted to look back on the day and say, physically, we made a showing. We accomplished so much that day.
那我的父亲在农场里面，每一天他都愿意在一天结束的时候来看，他的成果，就是今天我已经成就了这么多事。
So many rows of corn were hoed today.
今天有多少排的庄稼被收了？
So many bales of hay were hauled in.
有多少的这些草被收集起来？草垛。
All the chicken coops were completely clean and new fresh straw.
那这些鸡场里面所有的这些都打扫干净，一些新的可以放进来。
And our satisfaction came from that.
我们的满足感也从这而来。
It didn't matter if it was raining.If we had to put in fence, we went out and we put in fence.
不管它或者晴天下雨，如果我们要建那个篱笆，我们就出去建篱笆。
Another person might say, "It's raining. We don't want to go out today."
也许另外一个人说下雨了，我就不去做了。
Nothing wrong with it.
这也没什么不对。
It's just that we're different.
只是因为我们不一样。
And so, as you would drive through the farmland, I would hear my father or myself.Making judgments as to other farmers.
那甚至我还记得跟我的父亲在农场里面，我们一同去做事的时候，我们一起来抱怨另外的那些农场主。
We have different personalities.
我们每个人的性情都不一样。
some people have more of a depressed, melancholy type personality.
有的人他的性格是比较抑郁的。
Another person, the sky could be falling in, and they're just very happy.
有的人呢，天塌下来他还是很高兴。
Nothing seems to bother them.
没有事情可以搅扰他们。
When you hear them coming into the office in the morning or into school, they're whistling, they're very happy. They have 3 exams, no problem.
有的人他们进到办公室或者像孩子进到课堂里面，就算今天有3个考试，他还是在吹口哨，非常的高兴。
And so to the person that is a little depressed, this happy person can even cause him to be more depressed.
那对于抑郁的人，他看到这个这么欢喜的人，他甚至更抑郁。
Money matters. We all have a different attitude on money matters.
对钱财的态度，我们每个人都不一样。
Some people are very close to the check. We call that very frugal with their money. Very frugal.
有的人呢，他对钱财是非常的抓住，他是节俭的人。
Another person is what we would consider wasteful.
有的人呢，他是花钱浪费的。
Another person is what we would say is very stingy. He's a miser.
有的人呢，我们可以讲他是非常的吝啬鬼。
The opposite side of that is someone who's very generous. All that he has is constantly given away.
有的人呢，在相反是非常慷慨，他有的东西他都给出去。
My grandfather had 3 pensions.
我的祖父有3个 pension, 退休金。
$250 from Social Security.
从这个国家的保险里面，他可以每个月有200多美金。
$250 from the Veterans Administration.
从这个退伍军人那里，他也可以领到每个月250块钱。
And $250 from the Coal Miners Union.
然后从这个煤矿工人的工会，他又可以领到250块钱每个月。
$750 in the 50s and the 60s. Was a lot of money.
在50年代、60年代，每个月750块美金是非常多的钱。
And my grandfather had to make sure he had given it all away by the end of the month.
那我的祖父要做的就是在每个月的月底，他一定要确定这些钱都给出去。
And Grandma says, "Can't we just save $5 and put it into savings?"
祖母就说，我们可不可以就省5块钱放在银行里面
？The two had a different idea of what to do with money.
这两个人对于钱的态度就不一样。
Education makes us all different in this room.
教育使我们每个人在这个房间里面都有差别。
Some of us don't take education too seriously.
有的人对教育的看法是非常的轻。
Some of us want to study all our life.
那有的人呢，一生都要来追求学习。
Some get into fantastic schools.
有的人进入很好的学校。
Some very satisfied with Houston Community College.
那有的人在休斯顿的这个社区大学能毕业就很高兴了。
But because of our different attitudes, ideas on this, it's very easy to judge again one another.
那因着我们在这件事上的不同，所以我们也很容易在这件事上也彼此论断。
We all come from different environments.
我们所处所背景环境也都不一样。
I am a farm boy.
我是在农场长大的孩子。
Many of you come from the big cities.
有的人是从大城市来的。
Or small cities.
或者是一些小的城镇。
And so again, we have different attitudes from our bringing up.
所以我们从长大的环境来讲已经不一样了。
We have different mores.
我们也有不同的道德标准。
Our moral values are all different here.
今天在座的每一位道德标准都不太一样。
Moral values have changed tremendously in the last 40 years in the United States.
在美国这个国家，过去40年以来，道德的标准改变非常大。
For it was 40 years ago that the feminist movement started.
在40年前
，and women took a very prominent
女权主义就开始 ，sorry,
no problem, and women took a very prominent role in business.
然后女性就在这些事业里面来占据很重的地位。
And in all facets of the workplace and education.
啊，甚至在教育的系统里面。
So you younger people, that's all you know. You are growing up in a society where the woman has a very dominant role.
所以对在座的孩子来讲，他们一出生长大的环境就是女性占有很重的地位。
Some of you, have homosexual and lesbian instructors in school.
甚至他们这些孩子们有在学校里面有同性恋的老师。
And some of the older ones, this is shocking to us.
那对于一些年纪比较长的，这件事情是非常让人震惊的。
And we have to learn how to deal with this.
我们甚至要学习在这件事上怎么来来处理。
And how are we to be one in all of these different matters?
在刚才提到所有这些方面，我们怎样合一呢？
Well, we know it's possible to be one.
我们知道合一是有可能的。
There are many examples in the Bible.
在圣经里面有许多的例子。
In the garden, there was oneness.
在伊甸园里面就有合一。
Adam and Eve were one with God.
亚当夏娃与神是合一的。
And God was one with them.
神与他们也是合一的。
And the reason is that first of all, God and the Father and the Holy Spirit were one.
因为什么呢？因为圣父、圣子、圣灵就是一。
And so when God connected with man on this earth,
所以当神与地上的人有连接的时候，
there was a transparency.
这个时候是透明的。
There was an openness.
这个时候是完全敞开的。
There was a listening by man.
这时候人在倾听。
Because as we read there in the first chapter of Genesis, verse 26, man was made in the likeness of God.
因为在创世纪一章二十六节讲到我们是照着他的形象样式造的。
We all love animals.
我们都喜爱动物。
When we think of the variety of animals,
我们想到这么多种类的
the variety of birds,
动物鸟类
the many interesting fish,
在海里的鱼
you cannot admire them.
你真的是非常的
But in the history of this earth, there have literally been billions of insects, billions of fish, billions of birds, and billions of animals.
在这个地上曾经有成亿上万的这样的不管是昆虫、动物、鱼类、鸟类。
Not one of them has ever said, Thank you, God, for creating me.
但是这里面这么多种类，没有一个种类可以开口说，神，我感谢你创造了我。
No animal has ever appreciated being created.
没有一个种类，他们在感激，他们是被神所造的。
Adam found that out.
但是亚当却发现了。
He looked at the animals. He had such zoological knowledge, he was able to name everyone.
所以亚当他知道，他了解，他就像一个生物学家，甚至超过每一个生物，他都给他们起名。
Genus and species, inspired by God.
他知道这每一样的生物都是在神的创造里面。
He would study the color, study the shape and the habitat, and accordingly give a name that related to what he saw, what he heard.
所以他就来学习这每一个生物的颜色，还有他生活的习性，根据这个给他们起一个合适的名字。
But after he finished, he had no affinity for any of them.
但是在他完成了所有的命名之后，却没有发现一个他心里面对他有感觉的。
No communion.
没有一个交流。
There was nothing in common.
因为他们没有太多共同的地方。
There was no oneness.
没有这个一在里面。
He couldn't talk to them.
他也不能与他们交谈。
And God recognized that.
神也知道这件事。
How did God recognize the missing link in Adam's heart?
那神怎么样了解在亚当里面他所缺失的这一环呢？
Because he knew what was on his own heart.
因为神知道他心里想要什么。
He knew what was, as it were, if God could miss anything, he knew there was something more that he wanted in his sphere, in his life.
如果神他在心意里面他清楚的话，他知道他缺失的是什么，在他的周围他需要有这一件事。
He wanted something to complement him.
他需要有一件事可以来赞赏他。
And God was specifically thinking of his son. He wanted a people, a bride to complement his son.
对于他的儿子也是同样的心意，他要他的儿子有一个心腹可以来赞赏他的儿子。
And as a result, he took care of the man.
那因为这个他创造了人。
And he knew exactly what would complement her, him.
他也知道有什么能够让他可以得到称许。
And it was a her.
那就是一个女人。
It was woman.
就是女人。
And he took something out of man, and he formed of this beautiful, in fact, the Bible in the Hebrew says, he built this woman.
那在这里他就创造了一个这样美好的一个女人，在圣经里面其实提到是他制作这个女人。
And she not only, of course, was beautiful to the eyes, but more importantly, was beautiful to Adam's soul.
不光在眼目上来看她是这样的美丽，这样使人喜悦，对亚当的心来讲更是让他得满足的。
And he immediately was one with her soul, with her mind, with her emotions, with her will, and even with her purpose.
那马上他就与这个女人不管是在心思、意志、感情各样的事上都合一了。
And God said the two shall be one.
所以神说二人要成为一，成为一体。
And we have the pattern for all of mankind.
对于所有的人来讲，这就是我们应该有的样式。
The pattern as it relates to God's will.
因为这个样式是神的旨意。
What God wants.
神到底要什么？
And anytime we step out of that pattern, we have a problem.
当我们在这个样式里面出来的时候，我们就面对问题。
God wants a bride for himself.
因为神要的是他自己的心腹。
When we looked in those scriptures there in the New Testament, in Galatians,
当我们看到加勒太书在新约里面，
Galatians 3:28,
第三章第二十八节，
we first of all see there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
三章二十八节，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Now it's a big step, brothers and sisters, to get past that first part of that verse.
弟兄姐妹们，其实似乎这个章节的前一部分还容易。
By nature, we are all very sensual, meaning we visualize things, we often think with our eyes. We make decisions by what we see.
当我们看到一些事情的时候，我们马上在心意里面觉得好像已经是这样了。
Eve did that in the garden. She looked at the tree. It looked good to eat. It looked good to taste. And if she ate it, it would make her wise. And she partook. She disobeyed.
就像夏娃在伊甸园里面，她看到这个果子，觉得悦人眼目，而且吃了可以让她有智慧，所以马上她就做了一个决定。
But as believers in the Lord Jesus, we are spiritual people.
但是作为信神的人，我们是属灵人。
God has put us in a spiritual world.
神把我们放在一个属灵的世界里面。
It's a heavenly kingdom.
这是天国。
It's inspired by the very Spirit of God itself, Himself.
这是由神他自己的灵所成就的。
And we see that when it says neither Jew nor Greek, that also means neither American or Chinese.
当我们看到这里，并不分犹太人、希利尼人，也讲到不分中国人、美国人。
Red and yellow, black, brown and white, all are precious in His sight.
不管是白皮肤、黄皮肤、黑皮肤、棕皮肤，我们在它里面都是合一的。
This is what God has provided.
这就是神所预备的。
You are all one in Christ Jesus.
你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Now, we know that we are all one as far as spirit.
我们好像都了解，在灵里面我们是合一的。
But when it comes to some of these other outward things, we have a problem.
但是在这个之外呢，这些事情我们却有许多的问题。
The tendency is to judge one another.
因为我们的倾向总是愿意来论断别人。
By these differences,
我们之间的区别。
By these things such as dress, we can judge someone by something so inconsequential as even how they dress.
我们甚至根据一个人的衣着就来论断他了。
And these things.Grieve the Spirit.
这些事让圣灵担忧。
And they break our communion with, first of all, the Father, and then with one another.
这样的事让我们与天父的交通隔绝，而且我们之间的交通也隔绝了。
The secret to this whole thing is, of course, being one with our Heavenly Father.
所以秘诀是什么呢？就是与父先来合一。
In Ephesians 2,
在以弗所书第二章。
Verse 15,
十五节
He might make the two into one new man.
将两下借着自己造成一个新人
Not an improved man.
并不是一个改造过的人
But something absolutely out from his heart.
而是从他心里面所生出的这个人。
The kindness, the love, the patience, the wisdom, the righteousness, the holiness that's in God, in the Lord Jesus.
就是在他里面所有的美善、爱、忍耐，他的所有的丰富，他的公义，就是在神里面所有的一切。
Has been given to each one of us.
给了我们每个人。
If we take it.
如果我们愿意来支取的话。
If we want it.
如果我们愿意要的话。
In our homes.
在我们的家里。
There's often much disunity.
有许多不合一的时候。
Why is there such disunity?
为什么在我们家里有这样的分裂呢
？You have two, three, four, five, six people.
因为家里或者两个、三个、四个，或者五个、六个人。
And everyone has a will.
每一个人都有自己的意志。
And often that will is a self-will.
而且经常这个意志是自我的意志。
I want to do what I want to do.
我要做我想做的。
I often use the example of temperature right now.Feels like it's 80 in here, but whatever it is, it's only one particular temperature.
就像温度在这里，我不知道是多少，可能是80度，但是在这里只有一个温度。
That temperature cannot be two different degrees.
这个温度不可能是两个。
We all have different metabolisms.
我们每个人，我们的这个对温度的感觉都不一样。
We're all dressed the different ways. Some have wool on this morning, some have cotton.
有的时候我们每个人的穿着也不一样，有的人是穿着羊毛的衣服。
Some can feel overly heated.
有的人可能觉得太热了。
Some might be chilly.
有的人甚至觉得很冷。
It's same in the home.
但是在家中也是一样。
How are we going to remedy this situation?
那我们怎样来 在这件事上得拯救呢？
One is to complain.
有一个我们可以抱怨。
One is to go change the thermostat only to allow, only for the other person to change it a little bit later.
有的时候我们就去把这个温度计调一调，但另外一个人过一会儿他又要回去调。
Often someone will say, no one changes this except me.
有的人就说除了我没人能碰这个温度计。
And then we say, well, why does that person get to have what they want?
然后有的人就问为什么你能够做你要做的呢？
Brothers and sisters, the whole Bible speaks, I was so happy this morning we sang about it, a lamb.
在整个圣经里面提到的，感谢神，我很高兴今天我们唱到就是羔羊。
Why do we sing, worthy is the lamb?
为什么我们要唱羔羊是配？
What made him worthy?
他配得什么呢？
One word.
一个字。
Sacrifice.
牺牲。
Life is about sacrifice.
我们的生活生命其实是关乎牺牲这件事。
It is the key for two being one.
这就是两下合而为一的秘诀。
Children, in your young people, in your home.
这些孩子们在你们的家里。
If you're to be one with your siblings.
如果你愿意与你的弟兄姐妹合一的话。
One with your parents.
与父母合一的话。
If you're to be one with your teacher.
与你的教师合一的话。
One with that tough coach.
与那个教练，那个这么严厉的教练合一的话。
That tough music instructor.
这个严厉的音乐教师合一的话。
How are you to be one with them?
怎么样与他们合一？
The key is sacrifice.
秘诀就是牺牲。
Over and over again.
一次再一次。
Parents.
父母们。
Mom and dad.
父母们。
How is there to be in 2011 a growing love for one another?
在2011年，我们怎样来让我们的爱可以增长呢？
We're not talking about just an existence, just staying together.
并不是只是在外表我们就在一起住而已。
We're talking of an appreciation for one another.
我提到的是我们彼此来感激。
A desire to be in the presence of one another.
我们渴慕与与对方在一起。
I can't waiting to get home so we can see the other person.
我真是恨不得马上到家里面我可以见到他。
How is that to happen?
这样的事怎么能发生？
Number one, let me ask, is it possible?
第一，让我来问，是不是有可能？
Absolutely right, that's the way you were created.
没错，因为你被创造就是应该这样。
We were made in the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
我们是按照主耶稣他的形象来造。
We were made in the likeness of God.
是按照他神的样式来造。
And God says, I am want to marry my enemies.
那主他曾经讲过，我要与为仇敌来祷告。
I have such love that I will pour out myself for those who hate me.
我是如此的爱，我甚至把我的心都敞开，爱这些仇敌与他们合一。
And by that.Love, I will woo them back to myself.
因着这个爱，我要把他们带到我身边。
I will gain them.
我会得着他们。
I will win their affection.
我要得着他们对我的爱。
I will win their devotion.
我要得着他们对我的献身。
That all they think of is me.
他们所想到的都是我。
That's the pattern.
这个就是样式。
And that's the very life that has been given a believer.
这就是我们信主的人所应该有的生命。
You know, brothers and sisters, when I first got married, when I first became born again,
弟兄姐妹们，当我当时信主的时候，
Christianity meant three things to me.
基督这个信仰对我来讲就等于三件事。
A ticket, a certificate, and a catalog.
一个门票，一个证书，还有一个
catalog.
一个目录。
First of all, a ticket. I was in.
第一个是门票，我已经进去了。
Or I should say, a certificate. I had a certificate. I was in.
或者就是一个证书，证明我已经进去了。
Secondly, a ticket. I knew where I was going. I had a free ticket to heaven.
我有一个免费的票可以到天堂。
And I had a catalog in which I could order anything I wanted from God. God, I need this. God, I need that.
然后就是目录，这个目录呢，就是我可以从神得着的。神呐，我要一，我要二，我要三。
But then God began to show us, as in He began to show us, that He wants a relationship.
然后神就向我启示，原来他要与我有一个关系。
He wants us to be one with Him, so that we can be one with our spouse.
他让我们与他合一，所以我们与自己的配偶也可以合一。
One with our parents.
与我们的父母可以合一。
Young people, do you ever get mad at your parents?
年轻人，你是不是经常对着父母非常的愤怒呢？
You ever get mad at a teacher?
或者对教师？
How about the person that sits by you in class?
或者
you ever get upset with that person?
或者在上课的时候坐在你旁边的那个人，是不是那个人让你非常的恼怒呢？
That's the beginning of war.
那个就是战争的开始。
It's not God's will.
这不是神的心意。
You young people,
年轻人们
can learn right now.
现在就可以学。
That you can be one with every single person God puts you together with.
你可以在神摆在你身边的每个人身上来学习与他合一。
Do you like to be upset with your parents?
愿不愿意每天都对父母这么恼怒呢？
Is that enjoyment?
这件事难道让我们很享受吗？
No.
不会的。
No.
不会的。
None of us, husbands and wives, do you like to have that big wall between you where you haven't talked for 2 days?
丈夫跟妻子，难道你们愿意中间有一个墙阻隔，两天都不说话吗？
Do you like to go to work and avoid that first line supervisor in your office?
然后到公司里面，你愿意与你的直接的主管之间有这么一个分隔吗？
Not at all. No one does.
不会的，没有人愿意这样。
But brothers and sisters, we are so stubborn, so self-willed that we will go through life avoiding someone who has sinned against us, who has offended us, who has hurt us.
但是我们就这么的固执，我们就这么的悖逆，总是愿意来避免与这个我们不喜欢的人来接触。
We're blinded. We're ignorant.
我们是如此的盲，眼瞎，我们这样的无知。
We really do not know the gospel.
我们真的不了解这个这个福音。
We live as it were a starvation diet of what our spiritual heritage really is.
我们在这么丰富的属灵的产业里面，却是这样的饥饿。
And as a result, God is never satisfied.
所以因着我们没有得着什么，神也不满足。
When He said, when the Bible says, "In the beginning, God," those four words, He had in mind you.
在圣经里面讲到，起初神就已经把我们包在他里面。
God's goal was not to be the greatest zoologist in the world.
神他的旨意并不是在这个世上来做最好的生物学家。
The animals, the creation, that is all landscape for you and I.
在这个世上所有其他的动物，其实都是为着我们，为着神来做背景。
When He created you, He had one thought, and that is your devoted heart.
当他创造你的时候，只有一个心意，就是你对着他完全献身的这个心意。
Jesus prayed in the garden twice. John 17:11 and 21, He says that they, you and I, might be one like the Father in Himself.
在约翰福音17:11-21，主耶稣两次祷告，就是说让我们合一，像他与父合一一样。
This is why you and I are here.
这就是为什么今天我们还在这里。
To ultimately be one with the Lord.
就是至高的旨意，就是让我们与神合一。
And the fruit of that, the example of that, is you and I one with each other.
那这件事的结果，这件事的最后的结出的果子，就是我们彼此也是合一的。
And brothers and sisters, don't ever think for a moment, if you have a problem with a brother or a sister, that you are one with God. You are not.
弟兄姐妹们，千万不要有这个思想，就是当你与弟兄姐妹不能合一的时候，你与神还是可以合一的。
You young people, if you're having a problem this morning with your parents in any way, you are not one with God. It's impossible.
年轻的人，如果你今天还与你的父母不管在什么事上还有之间彼此的冲突的话，那你不能与神合一。
Brothers and sisters, if you have a mother-in-law, a brother-in-law, a sister-in-law that you just as soon never see again, you're not one with God.
弟兄姐妹们，如果在你的心目里面，或者你的岳母，或者你其他的亲人，你不愿意再见到他们，你有这样的心情的时候，你不可能与神合一。
You enter into 2011, it's going to be a bust. It's going to be a failure.
在这件事里面，如果这样进入2011年，那你已经是一个失败。
February of 1970, when the 1971, when the Lord got a hold of my heart one day.
在1971年的时候，神抓住了我的心。
The first thing I had to do was go around to several farms in our neighborhood and personally go up and say, please forgive me.
那时候我做的一件事就是在我周围的农场，我一间一间的去拜访他们，对他们说对不起。
And for the past 40 years, I've had to do that daily with someone.
在过去的40年，我其实每天都这样求人来宽恕我。
Most of the time, my wife.
很多的时候是我自己的妻子。
It's the secret.
这是一个秘诀。
It's called repentance.
这是称为悔改。
Repentance isn't anything without obedience.
在悔改里面，一定带着顺服。
It takes great sacrifice of pride to go up to someone and say, I was a foolish person, I was a sinner.
这个我们一定要把自己的骄傲放下才可以做这件事，对一个人说对不起，我错了，我是一个罪人。
There are about 18 days, 19 days left in this month.
在这个月我们还有18、19天剩下的。
I wouldn't wait that long, I wouldn't even wait till tomorrow.
我不会等这么久，我甚至不会等到明天。
Some of us need to write to someone in our family and say, please forgive me.
我们之中有许多的人需要到我们的家庭的成员面前说对不起。
They might be an unbeliever.
可能那对方还不是信主的人。
You don't have to give any spiritual testimony.
你不需要甚至为了在属灵里面做见证来做这件事。
Just admit that you are wrong. Just admit that you are wrong.
只是去承认就是你是错的。
If you can think of anyone right now in your life that you are one, not one with, in spirit.
如果你现在能想到的有一个在灵里你与他不能合一的话，
in God's love and in God's peace, that needs to be taken care of.
在神的爱跟神的平安里面，这件事需要被解决。
Lest you remain separated from God.
不然的话，你会与神分离。
Not losing your salvation,
并不是失去我们的救恩，
but separated from the joy and the peace and the love of God.
而是与在神里面的喜乐、平安还有他的爱来分离。
I've gone to people and asked for forgiveness and said, oh, forget it. Ah, no, that's no problem.
有的时候我向人道歉的时候，对方会说，不要在意，没事，什么都没有。
I don't even know if they forgave me.
我也不知道他们到底是不是真的饶恕了。
But I'll tell you one thing, brothers and sisters, it lifts a load off your heart.
但是我告诉你，这个让你心里那个重担整个就释放了。
Free as a bird.
就像一只鸟那么自由。
Able to sing that psalm that Brother James had us recite this morning before the Lord's table.
那就像翁弟兄带着我们所唱的在波饼聚会开始的那首诗歌。
Declaring what an awesome God.
那个诗篇。
Declaring what an awesome God.
我们可以来宣扬这是何等伟大的神。
Forgiven.
我们是被赦免的。
That's why the first word on the cross is, Father, forgive them. The Lord demonstrates the key right there.
所以主在十字架上第一句话就把这件事显出来，他说饶恕他们。
All through the Bible, we have these examples. The two shall be one.
在整本圣经里面，我们看到许多许多例子，就是二成为一。
Look at Abraham's response to Lot.
看看亚伯拉罕对罗德的态度。
Here is this nephew waffling all over the place. Abram is one with him.
就是这样一个侄子在各处来这样的来巡游，但是亚伯拉罕还是与他合一。
Lot has, I would say, very, very little appreciation of his uncle Abraham.
那我可相信 这个罗德对于他的叔叔亚伯拉罕并没有多少感激。
But we never see a time where Abraham wasn't one with him.
但是我们看到亚伯拉罕没有一刻离开与他侄子的合一。
Look at how Moses was one with the children of Israel.
我们看看摩西怎样与以色列的百姓合一。
Were the children of Israel one with Moses?
这些百姓愿意与摩西来合一吗？
No,
没有。
They wanted to get him out of there.
他们只是想从这个地方出去。
There were gainsayers. They wanted his position.
甚至他们愿意得他的位置。
Even his own sister, even his own brother.
甚至他自己亲的姐姐跟亲哥哥。
Moses did not waver. He was one with each one of them.
但是摩西没有动摇，他是与他们每个人还是这样合一。
Remember how Paul was one with the Jews?
记得保罗怎样与以色列人合一吗？
When he said, Lord, I would give up my salvation if my kindred would come to know you.
他说，神啊，我宁愿我失去我自己的救恩，我愿意这些人是得救的。
It's always about sacrifice.
这总是关乎牺牲。
How Peter had to sacrifice his thinking regarding the Gentiles.
那彼得也需要牺牲他对于外邦人的想法。
See, brothers and sisters, we grow up, all of us, in a little cultural box.
弟兄姐妹们，因着我们成长，我们经常只是在我们这个文化的一个小小的区域里面来思想。
And if something doesn't fit our little cultural box, we throw it away.
如果任何事情不符合我这个小小的这个盒子的话，我就把它抛弃掉。
What if Peter had stayed? Excuse me. What if Peter had stayed in his little cultural box?
如果彼得是停在他那个小小的文化的圈子里面
，He would have never gone out as an apostle.
他就不会成为使徒。
He would have never gone to Cornelius's house.
他不会去哥尼流的家里。
Oh, may the Lord enlarge our tent.
啊，愿意神真是扩张我们的帐幕。
Move those tent pegs out.
让这些橛子可以拉张。
How does he do it?
我们怎样来做呢？
Sacrificing our pride.
把我们的骄傲要牺牲掉。
We have to go to the altar every day.
我们每天都要来到祭坛面前。
The Lord puts us in an environment that shows us that we're not one with anyone.
在我们的周围环境里面，神如果启示给我们，我们彼此并没有合一的话。
I personally, naturally, in my natural, I'm one with only one person, me.
在我的天性里面，我只与另外一个人合一，就是我自己。
Me and myself, we get along very good. We're one.
我跟我自己，我们两个人是合一的。
But bring someone else into my periphery for very long, and I thought, where did that person come from?
如果在我的这个圈子里面还有另外一个人进来的话，我就会说他是从哪儿来的呢？
And then the Lord shows me something precious of the Lord Jesus in that person.
然后主神就在他里面让我看到主耶稣的美好也在他里面。
He says, "Shut your mouth, Dale. That's my child."
然后他就说 ，Dale， 你闭口。他也是我的儿女。
You are one with me. You are one with my children.
你如果是与我合一的话，你与我的这个儿女也是合一的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the gospel.
弟兄姐妹们，这是福音。
The most difficult thing for 2011 is to be one with anyone in your periphery.
在2011年，这个困难的事情就是我们与我们周围所接触到的人合一。
But what is impossible with man is possible with God.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
And only God.
只有神能。
Don't try to become nice to your boss tomorrow.
在明天不要成为，去切你主管的刀子。
He'll wonder what happened to you.
当你没有这样的冲突的话，他可能会想，哎，这个人怎么这么改变了？
Confess your lack of love.
我们在神面前承认我们缺乏爱。
And then by faith say, I have God's love.
借着信我们说神的爱在我们里面。
The very love that was in the Lord Jesus.
就是在主耶稣里面那个爱。
And be one with one another.
我们彼此合一。
And give great pleasure to our Heavenly Father.
让我们的天父得着何等的喜悦。
This is the church.
这是教会。
This is what the church is supposed to be.
这是教会应该有的样式。
take care, even today, even when you're having lunch, go to anyone that you need and say, please forgive me. I don't want a wall between us.
甚至就在午餐的时候，我们也可以对来到一个人面前对他说，请你饶恕我，我们愿意合一。
To your husband, to your wife.
对着丈夫，对着妻子。
Young people, to your parents.
年轻人对你的父母。
To your brother or your sisters.
对你的弟兄姐妹。
That there might not be anything between us.
让我们之间没有任何的隔阂。
We can sing that song, Nothing Between.
我们可以唱那首歌，没有间隔。
That's God's will.
这是神的旨意。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we're thankful that we are one with Thee and have the potential of being one with one another.
父啊，我们感谢您，我们与您是合一的，而且我们有这样的潜力，彼此也是合一的。
All for the pleasure of the Father.
全是为了父他的喜悦。
Make this real.
让这成为实际。
So that as we finish this year and as we begin another year, Lord, it would be unto your purpose.
当这一年结束，明年开始的时候，愿这个旨意，您的旨意成就。
That they might be one.
他们
And we might be one.
我们合一。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.